Also, we continue today in Simen Kuf Dalid Sif Hey in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "B'chol makom sheposek." In any situation, remember we've been discussing in this Simen the various halachas concerning if one needs to interrupt Shemona Esrei. Right? So in any situation where one needs to stop, im shaha kidei ligmor es kula, if one waited enough time to be able to complete the entire Shemona Esrei, chol zederosh, then one must go ahead and go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, the Imlav. But if a person didn't wait so long to be able to finish the entire Shemona Esrei, then Chozer L'Tchilas HaBracha SheHapasakba. So the idea that the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here is the following, that if a person went ahead and because of their interruption waited so long that it would have taken to recite the entire Shemona Esrei, so a person literally has to go back to the beginning and start again. If, however, a person just interrupted or stopped, but did not wait long enough to be able to complete the entire Shemona Esrei, then under those circumstances, a person just needs to go back to the beginning of the bracha in which he stopped. However, ve'im pasak begimel rishonos chozel rosh. But again, this is assuming, this is all in terms of the middle brachas. But if one went ahead and stopped somewhere in the middle of the first three brachas, then one goes back to the first bracha of avos. Now the reason for that is because the first three brachos are reckoned as a unit. Ve'im ba'achronos, and same thing again in the last three brachas, chozel Ritzei, one goes back to Ritzei. So the idea is the halacha is espoused in the beginning of this sif only applies if you're stopping in the middle of the brachas. But if you're stopping in somewhere in the first unit of three or in the last unit of three, when you resume, you go back again to the beginning of that unit. Halacha vav. Now, of course, this raises a very interesting point, which is that if we're going ahead and we're saying that if you waited long enough to be able to recite the entire Shemona Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning, so whose time frame are we using? Because after all, again, I might read very slowly, someone else might read very quickly, so the amount of time it takes just one person to read Shemona Esrei, to say Shemona Esrei, may be dramatically different than another. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that when we speak about that if you wait the amount of time to go back, if you pause for the amount of time that it would take to read Shemona Esrei, David Shemona Esrei, that's a subjective shear, depending on how long it would take the individual. In Sof B'Tfilah, if a person conversed in the middle of davening, middle of Shemona Esrei, Dino Le'ingen Chazorah, Kedin Hef Sekos Ha'amuros B'Simen Zeh. So if a person conversed in the middle of davening, then halacha lemaisa, the halacha is the same concerning the various of sekos, the various interruptions that we've spoken about throughout this siman. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. He says in Sof Sivkan Chav Gimel V'hu Adinim Hiskir Ma'ora Shal Shar Yamim B'Tfilah Kigon Shal Shar B'Siyam Tebechol V'Chay Gav Nagam Kindino Ki'ilu Sach. Now this is actually very interesting. We'll see this later on. But again, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that if one inserts something in Shemona Esrei that does not belong in Shemona Esrei, like the Shabbos insertion or Yale V'Yavo, that is the equivalent of essentially speaking in the midst of Shemona Esrei. So, Kedin Afseko, Sifka and Chavhei, Rotzelomer, Dimsach Be'emtze Bracha, Sicha Mu'etes, Va'afilu Moshah, Ayidei Zekedei Limor, Ku'oso Bracha, Chozel Rosh HaBracha. So, what's the halacha? If a person spoke in the middle of Shemona Esrei, So a person has to go back to the beginning of that particular bracha. However, if a person spoke so long for the amount of time that it would have taken to go ahead and recite the Shemona Esrei in its entirety, if you spoke long enough that you could finish the entire Shemona Esrei from the beginning to the end, then one goes back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. But of course, the talking that we're referring to is talking because of extenuating circumstances. Like a ruler who has power over the individual says hello, greets the individual, the person feels compelled to respond. However, however, again, if a person spoke, let's say accidentally, either a person spoke by accident or a person thought that speaking in the middle of Shemona Esrei was in fact permitted. It could be that there are many people that feel this way. That in those kinds of situations, one only has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. The imsach bein bracha lebracha, av agav de asa iser bazeh, mikomakom lo shayech bazeh shum tikun luchuli alma, eliyad me'achar asicha gomer tfilaso, Okay, so therefore, again, what we have is the following. If a person spoke in the middle of Shemona Esrei because they had to, for example, again, a person was greeted by a ruler whom they felt compelled to respond to, then halacha lemaisa, if it was just a short interruption, a person just goes back to the beginning of the bracha. If a person spoke so long that they could recite the entire Shemona Esrei, they have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. If a person ever spoke accidentally, then the halacha is one just simply goes ahead and one goes back to the beginning of the bracha, even if the accidental speech spanned over a long amount of time. If a person spoke in between brachas, so the truth is there's no real penalty for that, rather a person just continues on. However, he then ends off with an interesting case. He says, what if one intentionally spoke? Meaning, I know that it's wrong, and no one's compelling me to. So he says, but so this requires an incredible amount of investigation. Some say you have to go back all the way to the beginning. So it's a machlokas what to do in terms of mezid. So some will say if one intentionally spoke, it's no different than if one accidentally spoke. Others say no, that by mezid, when a person intentionally spoke, then a person has to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, even if one spoke for a little bit. So because this is a machlokas, general conventional wisdom is we're makel, and even if we're lenient, and even if a person were to speak in the midst of Shemona Esrei intentionally, again, if they spoke so long that they could complete the entire Shemona Esrei, so they should go back to the beginning, that if they didn't speak that long, they would just simply go back to the beginning of the bracha, which they interrupted. Sith Zayin. Ein oposek lo v'kadish v'l'kdusha. If a person is in the middle of Shemona Esrei, a person should not interrupt their Shemona Esrei to answer Kaddish or Kiddusha. Eli yishtok v'yichavim l'masha omer shatz. But rather, a person should simply be quiet and listen to what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. V'yehei ke'ona. And remember, again, employing the concept of Shomea ke'ona, person listens, it's as if they're saying it. Therefore, when I'm quiet and attentive to the recitation of the chazon, when he's saying Kaddish or he's saying Kiddusha, it's as if I said it. Simply if I'm in Rilash Mon Esri and they call me up for an aliyah, I don't stop. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out something very interesting over here, because on one hand, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling me is that if I'm in the middle of Shemona Esrei, I should go ahead and listen to Kaddish and Kedusha and fulfill the obligations through Shomea Ka'ona. Interestingly enough, however, if it's Shomea Ka'ona, if I'm saying it, then is that not a hefsek? Is that not an interruption? Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's Shomea Ka'ona in that I could be fulfill my obligations, but it's not Shomea Ka'ona in that it should not be considered like a hefsek. Mishnah Berurah comments in Chof Tes in a posek. So again, if I'm called up to the Torah, I should not go ahead and interrupt my Shemona Esrei. V'im pasak baza, tachin kadosh kedusha dino kesach b'meisir. Well, that's a poskim d'sham chozal rosh kam baza chozal rosh. Ach, im sover shemutu lahafsek havi keshogig v'inamutu v'inu chozal rosh. So if one did go ahead and either answered kadosh or kedusha, or went up to the Torah, then this would be the equivalent of one who interrupted Shemona Esrei intentionally. And as we just saw in the last sef, in the last sef of Mishnah Berurah, so there's a machlokas about how to treat one ultimately who interrupts his Shemona Esrei intentionally. Okay? Sif Zayin. Achar shesiyem yud ches brachas kodim alakayin etzor, yachol la'anos kadosh u'kedusha brachos. It's a very important halacha. After one has finished Shemona Esrei, which again is Hamvarich es amo Yisrael bashalom, then under those circumstances, after that, so even though one says alakayin etzor additional supplications, at that point in time, one is permitted to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruchu. So the Mishnah Berurah points out over Achash Hashim Sifka and Lamed Hainu Sha'amar Gam Yul Ratzon Kodim Alakayin Etzor Adim Lokin Asr LaHafsik Kimo Shekasa B'Simin Kof Chav Beiz Ulazet Ramas Harama Mash Kasafan. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out over here that this is assuming that a person has said the phrase Yihi Yul Ratzon Imre Fi Vehagyoni Bilefanecha. The idea being that halacha lemaisa, that a person should say that phrase yud ratzon, that brings Shemona Esrei to an official close, and even though one is still going to recite supplications, one could go ahead and still answer Kaddish, Kiddusha, and Baruch Hu. We'll stop over here for today, wishing everyone a wonderful evening and Kol Tov.